Hello children, the subject is economic applications and the chapter is meaning and definition of economics. What do we mean by economics? Economics is derived from the Greek word oikonomikos. Oikos means home and nomos means management. So economics means home management. For example, a person whose monthly income is rupees 30,000, he has to manage all the expenses of his family members within that amount and if possible to save for emergency. Economics is a social science. Social is related with society and science is related with scientific method. So economics is a social science which studies economic activities. Economic activities means production, exchange, consumption of goods and services. For example, in a factory, raw material are converted into finished products. And these finished products are then transported to the market and we as consumers go and buy those products in the market. Definition of economics. Adam Smith's definition. Economics is a study of wealth. According to him, the wealthier the nation, the happier the citizens. That means wealth is considered with economic prosperity. How wealth is created? By increasing the level of production and export. That means material goods by manufacturing goods. So he gave importance to material goods. Now his definition was criticized because non-material goods were not given importance like services by the doctors and engineers. Alfred Marshall's definition. Material welfare definition. Economics is a study of man in the ordinary business of life. It inquires how he gets his income and how he uses it. So he emphasized on material well-being. That means the role of man, which is related with money. It means how a man earns his income and how he uses his income. Again, his definition was even criticized or neglected, we can say, because the non-material aspects like skills, education, honesty was not considered. Lionel Robbins' definition. Economics is a science which studies human behavior as a relationship between ends and scarce means which has alternate uses. Human behavior is related with wants and wants are unlimited. That means if one want is satisfied, another crops in. Alternate uses of scarce resources. Resources, for example, I'll take an example of a land. A land can be used for building a house and similarly it can be used for cultivation. Again, his definition was even neglected because in that growth, development, national income and employment was totally neglected. Growth-oriented definition was considered to be the most appropriate one. Growth-oriented determines the pattern of employment of scarce resources to produce commodities over time. Now, consumption is related with investment and spending for acquisition in future incomes. Consumption means we are not going to think about the current, but we have to think about the future event. That means the dividing the use of income between the present and the future consumption. Distribution. Distribution means production. Whatever is produced need to be distributed and it should be distributed in such a way that it should be spread throughout the market so that large number of people can buy it. So the growth-oriented definition was considered to be the most appropriate one and it has a practical approach towards it. Comparison between Marshall's and Robbins' definition. Similarity, both of them give importance to man. Man was considered to be the center of attention. Both according to Marshall and Robin, man's unlimited want, human welfare should be maximized was given importance. Dissimilarity, Marshall considered economics as a normative science. That means it's related with norms or rules which should be followed for maximizing human welfare. Robin's considered economics as a positive science. How an economy should allocate resources. Allocate resources means planning and making the best use of the resources. Resources are like land, labor and capital. Now, let me recapitulate whatever I have covered. Meaning of economics, definition of economics by Adam Smith, Alfred Marshall, Lionel Robbins, growth-oriented definition and comparison between Marshall's and Robbins' definition. Thank you, children.